And Ella Fitzgerald hangs off with my Star Trek-based extensive remix of Alien Sex Fiends. Alien Sex Fiend, yes. And we're going to start things off, though, with a really rocking song from Joe Satriani. And then we're going to hear Chase Carson and Big John Pierce do a station ID for us, telling you it's you're listening to WMFO in Medford. And all of that and more starts for you right now. You're on WMFO in Medford. The plastic sushi, strawberries, and thyme salad.
Boston. Oh, man. pace. The strangest rhythm well. Drums between the bells. Drums between the bells. Sounds are alien and dense. Life will not make sense. Rhythm seems will syncopate. The strangest rhythm well. Drums between the bells. Drums between the bells.
From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewing forth upon you a pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike. Am I the you before, the you were when your world was new, or am I the you that you will be tomorrow? Through me you see your future or your past, I know not which. For I come from that spark of light so far in space, your mind the distance could not comprehend. It was once my home, and calls to me when I look up into the void. But it is not the verdant place your planet is that warms and cools you as the seasons go. Oh no. My mind recalls a seething cauldron flung among the stars and satellites and galaxies of boundless time. There, through evolution, I became the creature I am now. No heart or feelings show in me. Perhaps I'm better off than you, for I see things without emotion as they are. Some may envy me, but I pay a price to be from human feelings free. Perhaps in me, you see your destiny. From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewing forth upon your pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike.
Who are we? Do aliens have the answer? Answers with Ken Ham. Author of the popular children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, why is there such an emphasis today on people looking for aliens from space, and what's their motive?
Well, this is certainly the subject of many popular magazines and blockbuster movies, but what are some of the motives behind this? You see, one renowned science fiction writer suggests that extraterrestrials may be continuously broadcasting an easily decoded Encyclopedia Galactica, which will answer the basic questions of life. The chief of NASA's Extraterrestrial Research Division says, just the detection of one signal would answer many fundamental questions like, what are we doing here? Where are we going? You know, we do need answers to life's questions, but we don't need to wait for such an Encyclopedia Galactica from outer space aliens. God's already given us one. You see, we have the Bible, God's Word, and it does contain the answers to questions that philosophers and scientists have been asking for centuries. And it all starts with Genesis. The motives behind this search for aliens is that most scientists don't want to believe Genesis, because that would mean they're sinners in need of salvation. Let's read the book God's already given us, telling us what life is all about.
Ken Ham has written all kinds of booklets on the accuracy of the Bible, and they're available on our free website, AnswersRadio.com.
saucer flew down to earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
It's Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, cause this planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Flew down to earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. Traveled all around and once they'd seen us, said let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus.
Goodness, what a place to live in.
Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Little man in a flying saucer.
Please stand by for a news flash. 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 Please stand by for a news flash.
Please stand by for a news flash.
Mrs. Payne goes to outer space.
Mrs. Payne goes to outer space.
Stand by for blast off.
I'm ready to go.
So far, we're right on schedule.
Sounding amber alert. 10 seconds to liftoff.
Thank you.
Incoming message.
James T. Kirk. Don't you read history?
Checkmate.
Oh, we've all done the scarecrow. Big deal.
That would have been impressive.
Captain, we are being hailed.
I'm sorry, too zesty for you?
Sir, I protest. I am not a merry man.
We are celebrating the Godzilla Halloween Spooktacular here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and that last set was all about aliens. We kicked it off with Joe Satriani and Surfing with the Alien, and then it was another track from the Best of Godzilla 1954 to 1975. That was the UFO Approaches, the Monster Fight FX, and the Monster Battle March. And then it was Brian Eno with Sounds Alien from his Drums Between the Bells album of 2011. Then it was Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock from the original Star Trek, with Alien from Brain in a Box, our not second featured album. And then we heard, not a public service message, but a bit of young Earth creationist religious babble by Ken Ham. Don't believe anything he says. And then it was Darling Pet Monkey with Scary Giant Size Alien Eye Creature. And then Ella Fitzgerald and the Cy Oliver Orchestra with Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer, also from Brain in a Box. And then we concluded with my Plastic Sushi Star Trek remix of Alien Sex Fiends, Mrs. Fiend Goes to Outer Space. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Jack Malmsteen and Satan Takes a Holiday from Ultra Lounge Volume 3, Spacecapades. You know, autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. And if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message for all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. So we got one last set for you, and it's going to be about ghosts. In the next set, I'm going to send out a song to Arthur, host of the Grand Hour, coming from his friend who passed away, Daniel Johnston, a prime exemplar of outsider music. And also Simple Minds, Sonic Youth song I thought was Godzilla soundtrack, but when I listened to it on Shuffle, Preview, and On the Run, and if we have time, we're going to end with Skinny Puppy. But first, we are going to begin this set with something a little different from Tegan and Sarah. Walking with a Ghost from their album So Jealous. Here for you now on the Godzilla Halloween Spooktacular.
No matter which way you go,
smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Nobody treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect like the librarian said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say we'll never forget what he learned us. We were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever.
Come on, let's have a look at those ghosts.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
down for miles and miles. The flow is long, rose color, neon light. Swirl around, turn around. Feel the touch of my hand. Swirl around, fellow shadows, black and blue.
Must've looked like I was dancing with the wall.
attention. I fell in love with a little ghost and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Time Godzilla Halloween Spooktacular, the first of our two-week set of episodes celebrating Halloween. That last set was all about ghosts, beginning with Tegan and Sarah walking with a ghost, and then Daniel Johnston, good friend of Arthur, host of the Grand Hour, Casper the Friendly Ghost, and then Simple Minds with Ghost Dancing, and then the John Boozen Trio with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town from Ultra Lounge Volume 11, Organs in Orbit. And then a public service message, a scary one about gun safety. Sonic Youth followed that with Ghost Bitch, and then the White Stripes with Little Ghost, and then a band whose name I can't say, Star something, Hungry Ghost. And then we finished off with Skinny Puppy and Ghost Man. Meanwhile, right now, it's Land of the Loops with I Dream of Ghosts. Thanks so much for listening. Yes, thank you, Philip in Smithtown, and John in Beverly, and Diane and Chuck, and Arthur in Medford, and everyone else whose name I can't unfortunately say right now. I expect to be back again next week with another Halloween spooktacular for you here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. The smoke breaks, guys, aren't here yet, so we'll just keep this going a little bit, and then we'll hand things over to Rick Deckard for some high-quality freeform automation.